This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And I did it. I made the dress that I talked about on last week's podcast.
I was going to say, was it last week?
Last week was when it was published.
Oh, okay.
I had not started on it at all, everyone. I mean,
and here's the part of it. Right,
oh God,
here, you cut the sleeve off. I see it.
It's a war zone in here, Everyone.
It is.
There was a casualty.
It bled black sequins.
And yeah, that serger there needs to go to the shop. I probably drop it off tomorrow.
Would you do it to it?
Well, I'll tell you later in the podcast. Don't worry, it's coming soon, the story. So anyway, yeah, you didn't know it, but you were my accountability buddies. I was seriously like not sure if it would get done.
I could wear the other black dress two minutes before she went someplace.
Now, the reason I wanted to make a different dress is the black shirt dress that's made out of that embroidered tulle that was like just all the rage a couple of years ago. It's woven mesh, and I didn't think it would pack well.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, I'll have to get it there and make sure I can, like, iron it out, because it would crimp up, like, you know, it would crinkly and get all weird. And I was like, well, this mesh, you know, will travel better. So I'm going to start on the story of the dress. We'll see how long it goes and see what happens. So anyway, I mentioned that you can now buy this embroidered sequined stretch mesh that has these cool designs on it. Okay. And the designs.
I don't know if it's embroidered. I would call this applique. Sequin applique.
Well, the sequins are stitched onto there.
Okay.
Okay. So there are some. You think it's just sequined? It's just sequined mesh. Okay.
I'm saying. Put this across my bra like this.
Oh, yeah. You can do whatever you want with it. So it's this. The mesh is not as stable as, like, the power mesh that we sell, you know?
Right.
But it's stretchy, and it's nice. It's a nice quality.
I have to interrupt you, like, before we get too far, because I just can't stand the anticipation. Is there enough for me to make a dress?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I think it'll fit you.
Can I make a shirt?
No, I think it'll fit you.
I think the dress will fit me, too.
That's the thing is, this fabric is pretty magical. Okay,
right.
I'm going to talk about this as I get into the fit a little bit. But anyway, you can buy these sequined meshes now, and the designs on them are sort of made in such a way where they can kind of like complement.
They're architectural.
Yeah. They're sort of meant to.
They like lengthen the body. They're most of them are sort of long.
Like complement or make like an hourglass kind of figure.
Right,
it's like, oh, well, if you put this here, this is kind of the waistline.
Right.
And this is sort of the bust line.
And this would look good up at the neck. And it'll be like
exactly
heavy, you know, on one edge. And then it's sort of maybe not.
And
then
this
it gets
kind
heavy
of looks like a skirt, you know.
Yeah, and some of them are just like lines of sequins, like going in different directions.
Yes. Yeah. And some of them are scrolly, and some of them are more Art Deco looking and Art Nouveau. And so some of them are a little more, like you said, architectural. There was one I was looking at that was very angular. This one is floral. This one has like flowers on it, you know.
It's swirlies and
swirlies and florals
and all sorts
of stuff.
Plenty of straight lines too. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
So
to give you length, I guess.
I'm 5'4", and this worked great for me. If you're a lot taller, I think it could still work. Like, it was at my ankles.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to think how it could work. So anyway, when I've posted a picture of the dress, got a really good picture, Derek's friend. We were going to this wedding in Glacier National Park. And it's for a very good friend. is very expensive to go there, from Columbia, Missouri. I have someone else messaged me and said, were you in Glacier? I have some time off. I'm wondering if I should go to Glacier. I was like, well, it was really expensive to fly there from where I was. And she told me from Chicago it's only like $250. I was like,
well,
oh,
plus there were a lot of people there from Columbia because that's where his family is from.
That's right. So we were keeping the airlines in business through this trip, but it's a very good friend. And it said black tie optional. Black tie optional. So I wanted to do something full
which
length.
Which is kind of funny.
I know. I don't know.
Makes you think
wear whatever you want.
Tie.
I don't know. Yeah. Derek was wearing a tux. Oh my God, his tux. The person at the tux place totally screwed up the sleeve hem. It was all jacked up. It was fine. I don't think you could see it in pictures or whatever. Right. And I was like, should I just rip this out like while we were there? And I was like, no, just leave it alone. Whatever. It's fine. But yeah, it's just super. They must just have like a blind hem machine in the back and just you know, chomp through it. And the lining was all
wadded
up. Yeah. So the sleeve wasn't laying right. But anyway, no one else seemed to notice. They were too short.
He looked really good.
Yeah. But the sleeves were like way too short. If he bent his arm at all, they rode up and stayed there, you know. So he's wearing a tux. So I thought I should wear something nice. You know, if he hadn't been a groomsman.
You wanted to look like a couple.
Yes. If he hadn't been a groomsman, maybe I would have been.
You didn't want him to be prettier than
you.
No,
and he can be. It's easy. Do y'all see that picture of Derek? He's kind of pretty. I have a funny story. There was a lady at CrossFit who was just kind of talking to Zelda, just talking to her like people talk to kids. And one point she said something about, you know, you're so pretty and at one point she said, well, is your daddy prettier than me? And Zelda kind of looked at me and I had to look at the lady and be like, daddy's kind of pretty. I was like, he's a pretty person. So anyway, he might be prettier than you. Sorry. With the hair and whatnot. Okay. So yeah, he looked good. I wanted to do this mesh. I thought this is just so cool. I've wanted to work with this. I had to pick the black. I was looking at a purple. But it wouldn't have gotten here in time. Of course, I get this idea last minute. But this black stuff came super duper quick. I ordered it off Etsy. And
you talked about like a champagne color,
too.
Yeah,
I talked about a champagne color.
But we didn't.
I was afraid it would look like a wedding dress.
Well, the other thing, too,
and
is.
And you said you skin, our skin.
I said you never know if you could. Sometimes that color is fine on. You have to look at it up against your skin.
So
everybody does.
Black, of course, was like a super safe choice, right?
Right.
See, black dress. Black dresses are good. Okay. So then.
It's the little black long dress.
Yeah, exactly. Then, so I get the mesh. And then I ordered this shapewear from Honey Love. Also some expense.
Which is really more expensive than the dress.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Almost more expensive than the dress. They're like a short. So I did think I want
like a bike short.
Like a bike short that goes then all the way up under your boobs.
Right.
Okay. And it's got boning in it. And I was like, I want to look nice and smooth under this dress. So I'm going to order this. I ordered the size medium. So more to come on the shapewear. I also ordered a bra from them. Okay. Yeah. The bra came later than the other stuff. And so then I had to make a pattern for my dress. Okay. So, you had looked at the fabric on me, hadn't you? Did we get to
we
do that together?
Hold the fabric up and decided how it would be cut, or how we would center the front and how we would center the back.
You said so. We actually offset, so the back looks different from the front. And you know what? We didn't really get a good picture of the back. Unfortunately,
I have never seen the back yet.
I'll have to just put it on again at some point and take a picture. That was kind of my bad, but the front is like part of the pattern repeat A, and then the back, you were like, oh, this would look better on the back. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. So that was super cool. So I drafted a t-shirt pattern, okay? And when Aisha commented on the Facebook post and was like, when you said t-shirt dress,
that's right.
This is not what I had in mind. Okay.
She thought you were going to a black tie.
In a t-shirt dress. Yeah. Which I did. Okay.
That's actually, someone showed up at Mallory's wedding in a t-shirt too.
Yeah. But it was, I was a little freaked out, but it was fine. I was just surprised. I was just like, oh, that's what they're wearing. Okay. Everyone's having a great time. Okay. All right. So, yeah.
She's like, I thought she was going to change.
Okay. I did. I just did genuinely think she was going to change, but that's okay. Everything was lovely. So anyway, I drafted a t-shirt pattern. I didn't go from the Rhapsody. I just like drafted one straight up. And then I cut it out. And it was then the sequin bloodbath began. So I did draft this pattern as half of a pattern, okay? And mom was out of town. So you may have done this differently than I did. I had to center it, right? On the fabric. Right. So I did only half of it. I like laid the fabric out and I did tape the fabric like down to the
one layer.
Like down to the table. Yeah, one layer. Right. And then I kind of laid it out and saw some like landmarks that, you know, on the half pattern.
And then so I kind of cut
like half the dress out,
right?
Notched my center and like flipped the pattern over
right
on the one layer and did it. Now I thought I could have traced this out into one big thing that wasn't sort of like cut on fold, you know, if I had wanted to, but I actually thought it was a little more precise to flip it over the center of the pattern repeat of the dress and just cut it out. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's working. It's fine.
Right.
It's not, you know, like, okay.
I don't know how.
You could have put this under. You could have put the pattern. So let's pretend I had had the whole pattern intact, not just one half of it. I could have laid that down first and laid the mesh over
because
it.
Because you can see through the mesh.
Because I can see through the mesh. That would have been another option. But it was fine, and I just did it like that.
The other thing that I have done.
What have you done?
And I don't know if this would fold, like the centerfold would happen on this. I don't know where the sequins were or whatever. But what I have done is cut out the half, then fold it right sides together, and you can match the design.
Okay, that's what I did on the back.
Okay.
So it's like I did that flipping the pattern over thing on the front, and then I did what you said because it folded fine and I could match the sequin pattern.
And I didn't, you know, sometimes when you have too much embellishment, you really can't cut on the fold, so to speak.
Yeah, you can't cut through two layers.
Right, you can't, well, or you can't even get it to fold, you know, flat
so
to the other side.
I sort of did this hybrid approach on the back.
Right.
Where I laid out the pattern, kind of cut half of it out, folded that half over. So then I wasn't cutting through two layers.
Right.
Right.
Definitely not cut through two layers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you rotary cut?
I did. Yeah. And you know what? I tried some stuff with the scissors.
It's awful.
It was terrible. And I used nice ass scissors. I used the Kai scissors that have been used like, what, 5 times?
Right.
Like they, so.
No, I think I just, you know. It's like you're using a razor blade. There's just nothing better.
No, with the sequins and the mesh and everything, it was the thing to do.
Yes.
And when
the other thing is when you use the rotary cutter, you know, you get a downward force.
And you get to keep everything flat.
So, you know, when you have those two blades passing each other and the scissors, a sequin can just flip sideways in there
easily. It flipped into it. So when I cut with the scissors, one came up, hit my glasses, and one got in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just, you know.
And I was I won't be using the scissors.
Right.
I thought maybe it would be helpful, like, at the bottom or something. I don't know.
Well, I've had people say, oh, but you'll ruin your blade. Yeah.
Yes.
You will. Okay.
Get ready to hear about the ruining of a lot of shit on this podcast.
Okay, you ruined the blade, right? Guess what? It's a tool.
Well,
okay,
that's the other thing.
That's why it's replaceable.
That's the other thing. It's harder to get those, like, save those Kai scissors for something else.
Exactly, because getting them sharpened is harder than
throwing away that rotary
blade.
Yeah, exactly. So I did, that's how I cut out the front and the back. And when I say I did a t-shirt pattern, that's what
a pancake.
I did a pancake.
So there's
pattern.
No darts. There's no shape to this dress other than your own.
And let's talk about shape a little bit. So I drafted the pattern based on the Honey Love bra.
Okay.
Okay. And the Honey Love bra didn't add a lot of volume to my bust, which I thought was going to be okay. But let's take a break real quick and come back and talk about that. Hey, ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and we're back. So I try on this Honey Love shapewear. It is some serious stuff, everybody. In fact, like I bought two. I bought a, like, the color is sand, which kind of matches my skin tone. And then I bought, like, the black one. Like, I don't know if I need two of these, like, in my life, because they're really, really tight. And
they're constricting.
They are constricting. So I was
trying.
I don't
like to be constricted. Yes.
We're going to come back and talk a little bit about, like, fit and stuff in a minute. But I was trying this on. So I sewed the shoulder seams and the side seams of the dress, okay, of the mesh. And I sewed them
so
on the
basically you had a sleeveless dress.
I had a sleeveless dress. And for part of this journey, I was tempted not to put sleeves on it because it was like, you know, when something's looking good, you're like.
No, it was pretty.
Maybe I should just leave it. So I was trying this on, and my goal for this was to look like whatever my idea of super sexy is. And for me, I wanted to look like I had an hourglass figure. Guess who doesn't have an hourglass figure? Me. I'm pretty straight up and down. Don't have a big bust. Have a bit of a belly. Like, I'm just kind of straight up and down. So as I was trying this on with the shapewear and then taking the shapewear off because I was like, I don't want to wear this while I'm working, I was like, you know, the biggest thing I could do to make this dress look the way I want it to on my body is to wear a padded bra. And I had one on the dress form in here.
Oh, you used that one?
The green. So there's this like mint green bra that I have. And I put it on. And it's some Victoria's Secret. It has like a ton of padding in it. You know, and I put it on. And then I put the mesh on. And I was like, you know what? This is doing what I wanted to do.
So the dress was hanging from your boobs.
It was hanging. So I had some shape up in the boob area. Right. And then the boobs were sticking out more than my belly. The belly was smoothed by the shapewear. However, I kind of wondered if I could have just gotten away with like a high-waisted panty, honestly. I don't know if I really needed this shapewear. In fact, I was like, oh, is it like kind of pushing up a little bit of back fat?
Well, that's the other thing.
Because it's got to go somewhere.
Sometimes it just moves the fat around.
It's got to go somewhere. Yeah. And like, I don't have... like a ton of back fat, mm-hmm. but like it's so tight that it was moving up that tissue in the back. And I was like, well, you know, that wasn't part of the goal. Looking back, I sort of wish I had explored a little bit more because like maybe I didn't need such restrictive shapewear. I just needed my boobs to be bigger, which was super easy to do. And I want to encourage people, like, I think there are people out there, you know, with my body type who are like wanting to look sort of like va-va-voom and have those, have that shape have those moments of looking like you have boobs and like just get a pad of bra. Like it's cool. It's fine. The biggest thing I was like, oh my God, this makes me look like how I want it to look.
Right.
Like, this is just freaking awesome. Okay. So let's get back to fit a little bit. So I drafted this, I wanted to bring up, I drafted this pattern based on the Honeylove bra, which was smaller, and then I put on the padded bra, and actually, I had made the bust a little too large, so uh-huh. I had to take it up, which was fine.
Wow.
Like, so I hadn't incorporated, here's what I think happened, I had not incorporated any negative ease
right.
with this
right.
in drafting the pattern, and I had sort of curved things out a mm-hmm. little bit. I had just given myself room. And so this is fine. When you're making something like this, you can always cut down.
Right.
You can't add more. Okay. So I actually had to slim down the whole thing. I had made too much room in the hip area too. And I think this also has to do with the nature of the fabric. Okay.
Right. This fabric needs to cling.
Yes, it needs to cling.
It needs to be against something
and
to really look nice. Yes.
All those sequins make it heavy.
Yes.
So the area where I put the hip bump, like where I had, mm-hmm. you know, done a, you know, I'm not completely straight up
the
and down.
Curve.
There's like
yeah.
a 6-inch difference to my hip and yeah. waist, you know. So where I'd done that curve, it ended up landing lower.
Uh-huh.
And so I just had to like put it on and then redraw
right.
that line, which was totally fine.
Because like, it was weighted down.
Yes. Right. So if it had been a different fabric, maybe a different story. Maybe
right.
I would have had to do a different alteration or no alteration at all or something like that. So anyway, this dress only has 2 side seams. Okay. So it's like
right.
side seams, shoulder seams. That's it. It's a t-shirt dress.
There's no shape to this dress. It's your
yeah.
shape.
Right. And I
it's
flared, I just
it.
Flared out the skirt and I was thinking of putting godets in it. Right. We had talked about
you
that.
Imagine, I told you it's going to be heavy.
Yeah. So that was sort of coming into play here. Also, once again, it's looking just fine. How about we not like freaking cut up the
right.
skirt? Like,
right. how about you not screw up what's yeah. looking good?
How about, yes, like, leave it the way it is. Mom's not here. Let's just leave it.
I've got plenty of pictures, though.
Yeah, I was.
The process.
I was taking pictures. Yeah. I was FaceTiming Hillary.
What about this?
I was doing all this stuff. You know, yeah. So the skirt is just sort of flared. And I do think. You know, I thought also about if I had put like a fishing line hem in it, would it have stood out at all? But it wasn't full enough
so.
For the fishing line
so.
Hem, you know,
no.
all that stuff. So anyway,
I think you would have just had a little ruffle down at the bottom. And that would have been it.
Because the thought was, oh, cool, like I've got boobs. Let's like flare it out at the bottom yeah. and look kind of cool. But it just wasn't necessary. Okay, so I have basically now.
I think
this,
you would have had to add like tool.
Yes, I would have needed a petticoat or something. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Something I would have needed something down there, you know. Right. Okay, so I have this basically mesh tank dress, you know. Oh, and it has a really high neck, like really narrow neck. And I kept trying it on and I was like, I can get this over my head. I was like, I'm not gonna put a closure in it if I don't to, you know. And it, I mean, it's as small as you can get. And I had thought about adding a mock turtleneck,
You said you might want it.
Yeah,
high.
So I was like, oh, it might be like really dramatic to do that. And I think in like a fashion illustration, that would have looked nice. But on like actual Mallory, I didn't.
Right.
I didn't.
Or
need
on like
it.
Maleficent.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was definitely thinking like I could look, you know, super duper cool and I know, like get some like smoky eyes going or something like that. And yes, that it could have been a look. Okay. But once again, trying it on, I was like, I'll just have to put this on before I do my hair, you know, and makeup because and that's not ideal, you know. So when you think about why things have closures in them, that's a reason.
That's
okay,
right.
Because I
get
had
your
to
head through.
Yeah,
yes.
I had to put my
with all the stuff on it. Yes.
If I'd had big hair or like hair that was in an updo that was very styled.
Or someone who wears glasses probably knows like you can get a t-shirt over your head really easy, but not with your glasses on.
Well, I mean, you can take your glasses off.
Well, right, but
I
what I'm saying is it, that yes. just that much difference, you know, your glasses will go like on down with it or whatever.
Right, well, and I was like, okay, this is going to, but I was like, I'm just going to be lazy here and not do. I think what I would have done if I'd added a closure is a keyhole on the back, you know, which
that's
wouldn't have added a ton.
Right.
And that the sequins, and I haven't seen the back, the sequins come up kind of high in the back, you know, and I wasn't going to put a freaking center back seam down it, you know, that was not happening. So yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna squeeze my head through here. So just may not be everyone's choice to do that, but it was mine.
And some people have really big heads too.
Yes
So
I don't have a particularly large head.
I don't either.
Also, the way that the front was, I did think I could have like put a keyhole there.
Yes, I saw that.
Sort of if I'd wanted to, but it was looking good too. Once again, don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I had this tank dress on, basically, mesh tank dress, and I modified the side seams. And this was also a time where the scrollies are kind of like right under my boobs, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had thought about, this was a time when I could have redone the neckline and shoulder seams if I wanted to move everything up.
And have the scrollies go on your boobs.
Kind of like on my boobs.
Right.
And I don't think that would have been a bad choice. I still, when I look at the pictures, I'm like, could the scrollies have been slightly higher?
No, I looked at that and I thought, I could tell that it could be a choice when I saw it finished. And it didn't bother me. I thought it looked just right.
Yeah, I think it's fine. But
it would probably looked okay the other way, too.
I did spend a little time, like, lifting
and
shifting and thinking, okay, you want the scrollies to look intentional. You don't want them to look like, I didn't want the scrollies at my waist. Like, I wanted the you know, two, you know, kind of, they, you know, they furl out from each other.
Right.
You know, I wanted them somewhere around the bust line. So, anyway, I had to kind of, you know, think about that. So, then, I finished the shoulder seams on the serger. And I was just going through the mesh. So I didn't think much of it, you know. And then I thought I needed to finish the seams of this. I finished the side seams on the serger. And don't do that. Don't use a serger on this fabric. Just don't. Not at all. You know how much ZD and I love our sergers? Right. And we're like, use sergers all the time. And I love sergers. And I use them every day. And you should get a serger and everything. Don't use a serger on this fabric. So the stitch I used was a like 3.5 millimeter straight stitch on the sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Broke a couple needles doing that. And then I knocked the serger out of time. So the Enlighten needs to go into the shop. It's just too many sequins.
Yeah.
It's too many sequins. yeah, they wear the motif. I guess there may be a version of this fabric where the sequins aren't piled up in certain places. But when I was going through two layers and I, you know, hit that with the serger blade, it didn't work. And you know what? It wasn't necessary. I didn't finish the other seams.
I was going to say, why did you
finish just, I don't
seams?
Know why I thought I had to. And here's a lesson. When things start going really wrong like that, just stop and stop doing it. But I got through the first side okay for some reason. And then I had to do the second side. But yeah, with this fabric. So let's talk a little bit before we get to like sleeves and lining and all that. This fabric was just fine with a straight stitch. Like I said, I ended up putting negative ease into this dress by when I altered it. And everything still stretched just fine with that straight stitch. The side seams and everything. So just a long straight stitch. That's what I used to...
Well, because your side seam didn't have to stretch.
Well, not a ton. I mean, a little as I put it on.
But I mean, it did not have to stretch vertically.
Right. Yeah, it's not like a leotard, right? Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I really could have made it easier on myself and had less trauma if I wouldn't have gone over to the serger at all. And so it looked fine. Okay. Now, I'm trying to decide if this needs to be a two-parter because we need to talk about the lining and stuff like that. But yeah, just use a straight stitch. Don't use your serger. There are certain types of sequins that the serger blades can handle. And the sequins on this they overlap just when there's one line of sequins. And then they really overlap when there's this like floral motif. Okay. So that is my biggest piece of advice, is just don't use your serger and you'll be just fine. You can just leave the seam allowances and no one's going to notice because the rest of your dress is just so very impressive. Okay. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm thinking I can cover my microphone with this.
Yeah. It's like a mesh pop shield. You could have like a sequin pop shield.
Sequin pop shield.
Yeah. I think that I have enough to talk about that. We're going to end this and we're going to come back and talk about lining choices and sleeves and finishing the neckline on next week's episode. So I think, that's just what we're going to do. So ZD, tell them, you know, to tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
And then take it away.
In the meantime, so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.